I believe God has a word of encouragement and strength for us.
Amen.
Things that we need.
Amen.
I need the Lord to encourage and strengthen me.
Amen.
Amen. And so we're in Matthew 21. And we're going to begin reading at verse number 1. Go down to verse number 6. And then proceed from there. So let's look at the scripture together. Matthew 21 verse 1 says, "And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus 2 disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find a donkey tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king comes unto thee, meek and sitting upon a donkey, and a colt, the foal of a donkey. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them."
Amen.
Amen. Let's stop there and let's pray over the word. Father, we come now to your word. And
yes,
Father, we're praying that you will open up the scriptures unto us.
Yes.
That you will give us eyes of understanding. That you will bless our ears to hear what you
yes,
are saying unto us. That you will bless our hearts to receive all that you have for us. Father, we need a word from the Lord. We need
yes.
a word of guidance.
Yes.
We need a word of direction. We even need a word of correction.
Yes, God.
So, Father, we pray that you will speak unto us, inspire us, and encourage us, strengthen us, in the name of Jesus
yes,
Christ.
God.
And, Father, we thank you right now for the deposits that shall be made in our lives, and, Father, even for those things that you will take away
yes.
from us. Have your way today in this place.
Yes.
Move by your Spirit. Bless your people. Show yourself strong and mighty in the midst. Father, I ask you now, God, as I humble myself under your hand,
yes.
that you will use me for your glory.
Yes.
And Father, that most of all, you will receive the praise, because only you, God, only you are worthy of the praise.
Yes.
Father, we thank you now for what you are about to do in this place. Our lives shall never be the same when we give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So we just read Matthew 21, 1 through 6, amen, and we have our title today, amen, is The Master Has Need of You, amen, The Master Has Need of You, and if we jump right into it, amen, it, you know, this is the triumphal entry, and many times the Sunday before, amen, Easter, on Palm Sunday, you see that many preachers will come from this passage of Scripture, amen, Palm Sunday. And what we have here is that the time had come for Jesus to reveal himself as Messiah. That's what happened here, right? If the time had come for Jesus to officially offer himself as Messiah to the people. But what's interesting about this is that in order to do that, Jesus needed two of his disciples to go into town and to retrieve a donkey and her colt. Mm-hmm. That here's Jesus who wants to show himself to be Messiah, to be Savior, to be Deliverer, to be Lord. That's exactly who he is. But in order to do that, in order to show himself as that and offer himself like that to the people, he needed two simple animals to do it. He needed a donkey and her colt.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus told them that as the two disciples go to retrieve these two simple animals, Jesus said, if anybody says anything to you, like, what you doing? What are you doing untying that colt? He said, you should tell them the Lord has need of them.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And see, the Message version doesn't use the word Lord. It uses the word Master. The Master has need of them. And again, it's really something that here we have this powerful Jesus that in order to show himself as God, he needed two simple animals. in order to do it, in order to show himself as Messiah. And the scripture tells us why he needed these animals. In verse number 4, it says, "This was done that he might fulfill scripture." That he might fulfill the word which was spoken by the prophet. And in truth, what we see in verse number 5, where it says, "Tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes unto you, meek and sitting upon a donkey, and the colt, the foal of a donkey." That's actually a combination of the prophecies of both Isaiah and Zechariah. Isaiah 62 and 11 in the New International Version says this. It says, "The Lord has made proclamation to the ends of the earth. Say to daughter Zion, see your Savior comes. See his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him." If you listen to that, right? His reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. Now, we know what rewards are. Rewards are things that are given to people for their service, for their effort, and their achievement.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the word says that when Jesus comes, he brings reward with him.
Mm-hmm.
That he brings something to acknowledge and to recognize your service, your effort, and your achievement.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But it also says that he has recompense with him. And what is recompense? Recompense really is compensation when you suffer loss.
Yes.
So if you lose something, if you're damaged by something, if you're harmed by something, recompense is compensation for your loss.
Yeah.
It's sort of like when your car gets damaged in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance company compensates you for the damage to your car.
Yeah.
That's recompense. You suffered some loss, you suffered some damage, you suffered something, and you get some compensation for that.
Yes.
So the scripture says that when Jesus comes, when Messiah comes, he brings reward in one hand and compensation in the other.
Mm-hmm.
He brings reward for your service, your effort, and your achievement. But he also brings compensation for what you may suffer and the loss and the harm and the damage you may suffer along the way.
Amen.
But so Jesus then, right, he's coming with reward and recompense in his hand, but he couldn't just come without these donkeys. But there still was a problem, though, and that was this. The donkeys belonged to somebody else. And not only did they belong to somebody else, but the donkeys were tied up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They were tied up. And that's why Jesus told the disciples, if anybody says anything, he said, you need to loose them. You need to untie them. See, because they were tied to a post. And if they were tied to a post, that means they couldn't move. Right? That means that they were inactive, that they were immobile, that they couldn't be used by Jesus for the purpose. As long as they stayed tied to that post, Jesus couldn't use them in order to show himself to the world, to show the world who he was. Right? He needed those donkeys, but those donkeys couldn't stay tied to that post. They had to be loose. They had to be untied in order for Jesus to use them. And how many of you know it's the same thing with you and with me?
Amen.
Jesus needs you and he needs me in order to show this world who he is.
Yes, right.
Why?
That's
because,
right.
See, Jesus is not walking on this earth anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so if Jesus is going to show his goodness on this earth, he needs you and he needs me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
To be the ones to go forward and show the goodness of God to the world.
Yes.
Amen. He needs our hands, our feet, our eyes, our mouth, our ears. Amen. He needs us to be the shoulder that other people lean on. He needs us to be the arm that hug other people.
Yeah.
Watch
this.
He needs us to be the ones that dip into our pocket and rip off some money to somebody who needs it when they need it.
Yeah.
Amen. Because he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he's residing in heaven.
Yes, he is.
Right.
And there are people on this earth who need to be touched by heaven.
That's true.
But if Jesus can't use you and me
to touch others with his love, then his love's not going to touch anybody.
That's right.
That's true.
He needs us.
Amen.
He needs us to show himself to the world, to show this world who he is. But just like those donkeys who were tied up, Jesus needs us to be loosed. Amen. He needs us to be untied. He needs us to be free. He needs us to be free from all the things that are keeping us back.
Wow.
How many of you know you got some things that are keeping you back?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Amen. I know. You drive nice. You smell nice. You look nice. But I'm telling you right now, you got some stuff that's keeping you back.
Yes.
Because everybody got some stuff keeping you back.
Yes.
Amen. Hey, because the devil is walking around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, and he's trying to keep you back.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to keep you back from entering your promised land. He's trying to keep you back from walking into your blessing. He's trying to keep you back from walking into your anointing. He's trying to keep you back.
Yes.
And all of us are fighting. Amen. All of us are fighting. And if anybody's not fighting, they're lying. Amen. I'm going to say it just as it is.
Amen.
If anybody's not fighting it, they're lying. Or they gave up.
That's it.
True.
But we all are being, the devil trying to lasso us and hold us back. Amen.
Yeah.
He's trying to hold us back by all kinds of things.
That's so true.
And Jesus needs us to be loosed. If he's going to be able to show himself in this earth by operating through us.
Amen.
But there's good news. Acts 10 and 38 talks about Jesus, and it says that Jesus was anointed of the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went around doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, because the Lord was with him. How many of you know Jesus has power? Amen. He has an anointing. Amen. And he can free us from all the things that are trying to oppress us.
That's true.
Amen. So that's good news for us, because whatever it is that this morning is holding you back. And how many people can be honest before God and say, there are some things that are holding me back? And see, because I think we all have a picture in our mind and in our head of who we were meant to be.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I got a picture in my heart and in my mind of the man God created me to be.
Yeah.
And I'm not there yet. But I'm telling you this, I'm striving to get there, amen?
Yeah.
And I'm purposing to get there, because I have this picture in my mind. There are certain things that in my life, I look at it, it's not supposed to be like that. I'm supposed to be better than that. I'm supposed to have more than that. I'm supposed to be able to do more than that.
Yes.
Because God gave me that vision and that picture. And so we need God to release us and to loose us so that we can walk in the destiny that he created for us. God created you. I'm going to tell you now, you know this to be a truth. God created you to do some great things in the earth.
Yes. Amen.
I didn't say good things. I didn't say nice things. I said great things. Before you leave this earth, you're going to do great things.
Amen.
And you've already done some great things if you've been walking with God. See, it gets quiet. But see, we don't like thinking like that. Well, no, it's just little old me. It's just little old me. I know it's little old you, but these were little old donkeys, and Jesus used them to show the world that he was God. And if Jesus can use a donkey to show the world that he is God, don't tell me he can't use you.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus wants to use us. He needs to use us in order to show the world who he is.
Amen.
Now, we keep reading. Right? The disciples went and they loosed the donkeys and they brought them back to Jesus. And in verse 7 it says that they brought the donkey in the coat and they put their clothes on the donkey and they put Jesus on the donkey. And then a whole crowd of people started coming around and they spread their garments in the way and they took branches down. That's where we get Palm Sunday from, right? They took palm branches down and they laid them in the road some of them were, you know, what do you call this? Fanning, right? And then some of them fanning the branches and stuff, and Jesus is coming in on the donkey, and people are going crazy, and the multitudes are crying out, Hosanna. Verse 9 says, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And verse 10 says that when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's what King James Version says. But I want to read it from the Message Version, because this is what it says about verse 10. It doesn't just say all the cities were moved. It says that as he came into the city, watch this, the whole city was shaken. The whole city was shaken. See, when Jesus walked in and showed that he was God, the whole city got shaken.
Amen.
See, all them people who thought that they were all that in a bag of chips, when Jesus came in and showed that he was God, everybody got shaken.
Yes.
Amen. See, you can't be all cool. I know you're too cool for school sometimes, but when Jesus comes and showed that he's God, he gonna shake you up.
Amen. Amen.
It said the whole city was shaken. Now look what it says. It says that, it says unnerved, people were asking, what's going on here? Not only was the whole city shaken, but people were unnerved. Do you know what unnerved means? It means that you cause somebody to lose their courage or their confidence.
Wow.
When you unnerve somebody. When you unnerve somebody, you unsettle them. They get agitated. You throw them off balance.
Yes.
Anybody ever unnerve you? You ever got thrown off balance by something somebody said to you or something somebody did to you?
Yeah.
Sometimes kindness can throw you off balance. Mm. Anybody ever did something for you that was nice and it was so nice you was like, whoa, 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 whoa. What is it? Sometimes kindness can unnerve you.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember when Sister Fennell and I, we were living in Virginia, we went to Lion and Judah for the very first time. And Minister Tim, we know Minister Tim now. God bless Minister Tim Harder. I mean, I know him now, so I trust him. That was the first time I met him. And we were from New York. You know, New York people, we kind of slow to warm up the folks.
Yeah.
I don't know you like that, right? So we come into the church, and it's the first time we were there. Minister Tim, like, he comes up. We didn't even know his name. And he comes over to us after service and says, hey, I want you to come over to our house for dinner. I was a nerd. I was unsettled. I'm like, I don't know you.
Right.
And when people talk about you want me for dinner, I don't know what that means. You want me as a guest or you put me on the menu? But that's what he said. It unnerved me.
That's right.
Sometimes kindness can unnerve you. There's some things that can shake you up. You ever been shaken
wow.
up? Huh? I'm telling you, see, so when Jesus comes in and he's showing all his goodness, amen, he's coming in all his power. And here's this powerful man coming in on these humble little animals, coming in on these donkeys, and people are shaken up.
Yes.
They don't know how to deal with it. They're unnerved. See, they were cool before. They had confidence and courage. They had gangster lean and stuff. And now Jesus walks in and they're like all shaken up.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here? They're unnerved. But think about this for a moment. By this time in his ministry, Jesus had performed many miracles. By this time in his ministry, he had healed lepers. He had exorcised demons. He gave sight to the blind. He made lame men walk. He made the dumb to speak. He raised the dead. He raised up Lazarus. He raised up the Jairus' daughter. He raised up the widow of Nain's son. Jesus had multiplied fish and bread, fed 15,000. He turned water into wine. He walked on water. He calmed storms by saying, peace, be still. He was transfigured on the mountains. He was telling off Pharisees in the valley.
Yes.
He taught the Beatitudes.
Yes.
He was teaching in parables. He spoke with authority that was so great. People said, we never heard anything like this man. At this time, he had done all of that.
Yep.
And yet this miracle-working, all-powerful Jesus needed two simple animals to show the world that he was Messiah?
Wow. Wow. Wow.
He needed the animals to show them that he was God.
Wow.
And when he came, accompanied by these simple beasts, these simple creatures, he shook up the world. They didn't know what to do with themselves. He unsettled some folk. He had folks scratching their head, wondering, what in the world is going on? Why is that good news for you and me? Why? Because you and I, guess what? We are nothing but simple, ordinary people.
Amen.
Yes. Right.
We are nothing but simple, ordinary people. Yeah, I know. Some of you got degrees, and some of you got this, and some of you got that. I don't care what you got. You are a simple,
Amen.
Ordinary human being.
Amen.
Ain't nobody better than anybody else. We are all simple, ordinary human beings. But watch this. If Jesus is your Lord, then you serve an extraordinary God.
Yeah.
See, you are a simple, ordinary person, but our Father is extraordinary.
Yeah.
Jesus is extraordinary.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of us is extraordinary.
Yes. Yes.
You may be simple and ordinary, but your God is extraordinary.
Amen. Praise
but when simple, ordinary people like you and me accompany Jesus on his mission as he comes into town, as he comes into situations, as he comes into circumstances, as we accompany Jesus like these donkeys accompany Jesus, then things get shaken up. Amen. Things get shaken. People got chains on them, and those chains get shaken and broken. Amen.
Yeah.
Strongholds on people's minds, and they get shaken and put down to the ground. Amen. There's all kinds of things that get shaken, and people get loose from things when simple, ordinary people come in with Jesus as he walks into a situation.
Praise God.
That's right.
But this to happen for you and me, we got to be loosed.
Mm.
We can't stay tied to those posts.
Yes.
We can't stay tied to things.
Yes.
And see, somebody here may wonder, well, can I make such a difference? Yeah, I know what you're saying, preacher, but you just preaching. You just talking. Talk. T-A-W-K. I am a posse. You just talking. They gave you a mic and you just talking. No, I ain't just talking. Amen. This is truth from the heart of God. If we are loosed from the things that are holding us back, then Jesus can shake up this world.
Praise the Lord.
He can shake up your city. He can shake up your family. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
I got some people in my family that need to be shaken up.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
I need some things in my life to be shaken up.
Yes.
You know, sometimes shake up is good, you know. Anybody ever eat? Anybody ever eat salad?
Yeah.
You look like some meat eating thing to me. You're mixing the salad every now and then. But you're some meat-eating people. But if you ever ate a salad, amen, and you ever ate Italian dressing, you take that dressing out the refrigerator, you know what you have to do with it?
Shake it up.
Why? Because see, all that stuff settled on the bottom. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All that stuff settled on the bottom, and sometimes you go, this ain't good enough. I got to do what?
Shake it up.
Shake it up, baby, right? You got to shake that thing up. Why? Why? Because see, some things are better when they're shaken up.
Yes.
And so, see, there are things in your life that need to be shaken up.
Yeah.
Amen? I got some stuff that needs to be shaken up.
Amen.
But somebody's saying, no, you can't... But somebody else needs to be used by God. You know, you need to use the preacher. You need to use the bishop. You need to use... No. I'm telling you now, remember, God used the donkey to shake up the world. Then how come he can't use you to shake up the world?
That's right. That's right.
You know, years ago, Fred Hammond, amen, he's one of my favorite gospel artists, amen. He made a song that's called Please Don't Pass Me By. I don't know if anybody ever heard that song. But in that song, he starts out by saying that there was a blind man on the roadside who heard a commotion because Jesus was passing by, and you know he was passing by with a crowd, and the blind man's emotions were so stirred up, and he wondered if he should cry out to Jesus, And he heard voices from inside his head and from people on the outside of him who were telling him, you know, they were telling him that he had nothing to offer Jesus. They said, you have nothing to offer, so just stay in your place. Don't bother Jesus. And the song says that right then he knew that he had to choose. And then it goes on to say he had nothing to lose. And so he cried, Jesus, please don't pass me by. But the thing that really sticks with me is the next verse in that song. Because Fred Hammond goes on to sing, he says, I'm not much different from that man. And this is the honest truth. And then he says this, could this sinful one with this messed up life, could I ever serve you? Do you hear those words? I'm not much different from that man. I got people telling me stay in my place. I got people telling me I have nothing to offer. I got people telling me don't bother Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm not much different from that man.
Amen.
Could this sinful one with this messed up life, could I ever serve you? And Jesus wants you to know that if you have that question today in your head, or if you've ever had that question in your head, the answer to that question is yes. Amen.
Yes.
The answer to that question
yes.
is unequivocally, undoubtedly, amen, most definitely yes.
yes.
You sinful one with your messed up life.
Yes.
Jesus can use you, amen,
yeah.
and you can serve
God.
The Lord. I can
Praise
look
God.
At myself and
Praise
say,
God.
This sinful one with this messed up life,
yes.
that I can still serve the Lord Jesus.
That's right.
So don't let anybody tell you you're not good enough. Because it's not their call to make.
Amen. Amen.
And when you and I, the sinful ones with our messed up lives, I ain't never coming back to that church. Man called me sinful, and he told me to my face my life was messed up. I'm talking about myself.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, ain't nobody got it down. Amen.
Amen.
We all fall short of the glory
God.
Of God. Amen.
That's right.
We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's why we need His grace, and that's why we need His mercy. That's why we need His forgiveness. Ain't nobody in here going to be pretending as if you got it all figured out.
That's right.
I messed up.
That's right. I did.
All right.
I need you agreeing that quick, old man. He gonna take two. It's him. That life. You could at least have a pause.
No.
We're all messed up, man.
Amen.
We all got issues. We all got problems.
That's right.
We all need the Lord. We're all simple ones and sinful ones with messed up lives. But here's the good news. Jesus can use each one of us to shake up the world. He can use each one of us to show this world who He is. Amen?
Yes.
But we have to be loosed.
Right.
We have to be untied. Just like those donkeys. If we're tied up to things, we're inactive, we're immobile, and we're ineffective.
Wow.
You must be loosed. I must be loosed. But more than that, you and I have to want to be loosed. How many people want to be loosed? Because you may be surprised, but there are some people who are complacent.
Yeah.
They embrace the status quo. They don't care if things don't change. They've given up. They've thrown in the towel. They've waved the white flag. Whatever metaphor you want to use for giving up, that's what they've done. They've given up. Amen. You know, they've grown accustomed to all the issues in their life. Financial issues, health issues, family issues, job issues. They know they're dependent on stuff. They know they're insecure, and they know, you know, they got these things that, you know, they don't want to get out of their comfort zone, and they're just fine. They just want to stay right where they are. But I believe that everybody in here got a different spirit. Huh? I mean, you know, the 12 spies went out. 10 spies came back and said, oh, we're too small. We're like grasshoppers. But 2 spies had different spirits. Yeah. I believe, amen, that you have a different spirit. Amen. And there may be some other people who are complacent and ready to give up and throw in the towel. But I believe you have a different spirit. I believe you have the spirit that says, untie me.
Amen.
Amen. Untie me.
Yeah.
Huh? There's some things in your life that you're saying, I'm not going to stand for, right? Untie me. Right? I don't care if there's stuff in your past, amen, that's trying to tie you up. I don't care if there's things in your present right now. There's something inside of you that says, untie me.
Yeah.
Because you know God has better for you than where you are right now. And you know in your heart of hearts, because the Spirit of God is speaking to you, I want to use you. Yeah. But you understand something. I can't be used until I'm untied.
Amen.
Untie me. Untie me. When doubt and unbelief come, you say, untie me. Amen. You got some heartache and disappointment, but you go, untie me.
Amen.
You have some things in your life in the past where you've been abused, you've been neglected, you have some betrayal in your life, you have some infidelity in your life, and you say, untie me. Because the devil is trying to use those things to keep you back. And there's something on the inside of you that's yelling out, untie me.
Amen.
Untie me. You know, you got people in your life. There's some people in your life. Know what they're called? They're called put me down. Because that's all they know how to do is to put you down. See, you got some put me downs in your life. You got some let me downs in your life. And see, but all of you, but untie me. I'm tired of your put me downs. I'm tired of you let me down. Untie me.
Amen.
Untie me. Amen. There's some things I don't understand. There's some things that have broken my heart. There's some bitterness that is trying to creep up in me. There's something in me trying to throw in the towel and some hopelessness and some fears. But all it's trying to do is to keep me tied up, that Jesus can't use me. And everything on the inside of me is yelling out, untie me.
Yeah.
I dare somebody to say, untie me. Untie me. Amen. I need to be untied. I need to be loose. Because Jesus needs me to show this world that he's God. Untie me.
Untie me.
Amen. You ain't holding me back anymore. I know I failed in the past. I know I fell down. Amen. You talked about the woman at the well.
Yeah.
How many husbands you have? You have, well, I have 5 of them. Yeah, you right. And the one you have, not even your husband.
That's right.
But watch this. I don't care how many divorces you had. That divorce, all those things can't hold you back. Untie me. Untie me. I know you filed bankruptcy years ago, but that was years ago. How many know that Jesus can loose you from that? Untie me.
Jesus.
Huh? Untie me. Yeah, I dropped out of high school, but guess what? I'm going back to college in the fall. Untie me. Untie me. Huh? Yeah, I got fired yesterday, but I'm going to get another job tomorrow. Untie me. Untie me. Amen. Amen. Because God needs you and he needs me, amen, in order to show this world that he's God. I'm telling you right now, Jesus wants to shake up some stuff.
That's
this
right.
World has lost its mind. We got all kinds of crazy people running stuff these days, amen.
Amen.
This world has lost its mind, and Jesus wants to shake some stuff up. But he needs you and me in order to do it, and we have to be untied. Untie me. Amen. Untie me. I ain't trying to keep up with the Joneses anymore. Untie me.
Amen.
I ain't got time for that. Untie me. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
So, we need to have this in our spirit. I want to be untied.
Amen.
That's why I don't let anybody put some limitations on you that God didn't place on you.
Right.
Who are they? They're not your creator.
Amen.
You can't tell me how high
Amen.
I can go.
Amen.
If you had a job where somebody telling you that's how you can go, you need to get out of there. Untie me.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait a minute. time out. We're going to take a 20. Mm-hmm. Nobody saying you need to quit today. Don't go there tomorrow saying, preacher told me quit. Now, if preacher didn't tell you quit, preacher didn't tell you quit. I'm just saying. There's timing. And let the Spirit lead you to quit when it's time to quit.
Amen.
Don't you go in there quitting tomorrow and then come knocking on my door telling me I quit because you said untie me. You understand?
Yeah.
There's timing in God.
Amen.
Let's we got that clear, amen. Mm-hmm. But don't let anybody put things on you telling you what you can't do. Amen. Because of your color, because of your gender, because of your height, because of your age, because of your pedigree, because of where you come from. Again, God can use donkeys. How can he not use you? This simple one with this messed up life. He can use me, and he can use me to do great things in this earth.
Amen.
But you got to have a want-to in your spirit. You got to have a want-to say, I'm not being tied to anything any longer. Amen. So just remember this, amen, that once you and I are untied, amen, once you and I are untied, now we are free to serve God, we're free for service, we're free for effort, we're free for achievement, those things that bring reward, amen, because rewards are for service and effort and achievement, and once we're free, amen, then we're in position for reward. Because, see, God's a rewarder, the scripture says, of those who diligently seek him. And so once you and I come untied from the things that are trying to hold us back, and we diligently give our lives to God, amen, in the service of God, not because he has to, because that's just how good he is, he will reward you.
Amen.
How many of you know, if we do something for God, God doesn't have to give us anything. He's the one that breathed life into us. He doesn't have to give us, what? Anything. But because of his love towards us, as we serve him and we put our effort for him and we achieve things for the kingdom, he rewards us.
Amen.
But also understanding his other hand is recompense, is compensation. What's compensation for? For suffered loss and harm.
That's right.
Why? Because see, as you serve God, you're going to suffer some loss.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of people don't want to serve God. Because they don't want to suffer the loss. They don't want to suffer the harm. They don't want to suffer some damage. But see, the scripture says, serving is not greater than his Lord. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And if Jesus suffered, then you know you're going to have to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
If Jesus lost some things, you know you're going to have to lose some things. But Jesus said this in Matthew 16. We're about to close. Matthew 16, 25 to 27. Jesus said this. He said, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. See, when you try to hold on to stuff because you think that's the way to keep stuff, see, the world thinks like that. But the kingdom doesn't operate that way. Amen. Jesus said, if you want to save your life, you're going to lose it. But he says, if you would lose your life for my sake, if you would suffer some loss for my sake, you'll find your life. And then he says, for what man is profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works.
Yes.
Now, part of that is a future reward. And I get that, amen. But how many of you know that Jesus can reward you here and now?
Amen.
He can reward you here and now. But also, too, he's going to compensate you for your loss.
Mm.
See, there are some things I can tell you. I was lost in this life, amen, because I dedicated, amen, and God has led me to be behind here.
Yeah.
Huh? There are some things I lost. There are some things I lost out on. There's some stuff I don't do because I don't have the time because God wants me doing other things. I've lost out on some stuff. But I'll tell you this. God will compensate you for everything you have lost.
Yes.
So
yes.
Everything you that's why don't ever worry about what you gotta give up to serve God. Because whatever you give up, God's gonna compensate you for that. Amen.
Yes.
And give you more than you had in the first place.
Yes, that's so true.
Praise the Lord.
Why? Because Messiah brings reward and compensation in his hand.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
So we realize that those are settled truths, amen, because why? It comes right from the Word of God. Amen. We saw it in Matthew. We read it from the book of Isaiah. We read from Zechariah, or referred to Zechariah, and Zechariah 9 and 9, if you want to go home and read it. I know some of you can't wait to go home and read it. You want to read it over lunch. Right, Ms. Patricia? Yeah. As you're eating your salad, shaking up the dressing. Right? You go to read it. Amen. But it's a settled truth. Why? Because it comes from the Word of God. Amen. That reward and recompense comes as Messiah walks into your life. Amen. Amen. And that you allow Him to use you. Amen. That He can shake up the world. And so the Word of God is settled. The only thing that's left in question is whether you and I will demand to be untied so that we can serve the Master. Because see, here again, the Master has need of you. Amen. The Master has need of you. He has need of you. He has need of me in order to shake up this world. Amen. In order to show this world exactly who He is.
That's right.
I'm praying today, amen, that you will stand up, amen, and flat-footed, without blinking, without stuttering, and just say, untie me.
Untie me.
Amen. Time out for all that stuff. I know there's a lot of things under the bridge. A lot of things that happened in my life. Yeah, I lost some time. I lost some, you know what I mean? But you know what? How many of you know today's a new day?
Amen.
Amen. How many of you know today's a new day? Don't matter what. Amen. What Paul said? He said, I forget those things that are behind. Amen. I forget those things that are behind. All that failure, I forget about it. All the disappointments, I forget about it. I forget all those things that are behind. And I press forward. Amen. I'm pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God that is on my life.
Amen.
Amen. And I demanded to be loosed. Amen. I'm demanding
the Lord
to be untied. Why? Because the Lord, the Master, has need of me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's rest on our feet and pray this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, for your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We bless the Lord today. Father, we thank you. We thank you, God. What an awesome word that you have need of us. The God who created it all. The God who spoke light into darkness. The God who made the heavens and the earth. The God who owns a cattle on a thousand hills. That God needs us. He has need of me. He has need of you. He has need of us. Father, that is almost too awesome to even comprehend. But Father, by faith, we believe it and we receive it. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just ask you now to loose us from all the things that are trying to hold us back.
Yes, Lord.
Loose us from fear of stepping out of the boat.
Yes.
Loose us from the fear of change, God. Some of us fear change, God. We've gotten so comfortable with the way things are. We've gotten comfortable with the status quo. Loose us from this.
Yes,
untie me.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory to God. Father, we want to be untied.
Yes.
We want to walk within the liberty, oh God, that glory to God. The scripture says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. Father, we want to walk in freedom. Oh, God, untie us today.
Yes.
Whatever it is that is holding us back, whether it's coming from the inside of us or from the outside of us, untie us today.
Yes, Lord.
That we may walk in the power of God. That we may walk in the goodness and the grace and the mercy of God and be used by you to shake up this world.
Yes.
That we may be used by you to do great things in the earth.
Yes.
God, increase our faith.
Yes, Lord.
Even now. Increase
even
our
now,
faith
Lord,
that we can believe on this even the more.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, As we leave this place, we pray that you will continue to speak unto our hearts and minds. Bring back to our remembrance things that were spoken in this place.
Yes.
Oh, bring us by your Spirit into the Scriptures that we may even read more and be encouraged more and be fed more by the Word of the living God.
In the name of
that, Father, that we truly may be transformed. And even us, the sinful ones with our messed up lives, that we will no longer be ashamed of where we are because we know where we're going.
Amen.
Because God is taking us places. Glory to God. God is taking me places. Hallelujah. God is taking me places. Glory to God. You can look at me now, but I won't be here for long because God is taking me places. Hallelujah. You better get a good look at me now because the next time you look, I won't be here because God is taking me places. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm no longer tied to the same old problem, the same old issues. I'm not even tied to the same old people. You're going to look for me, but you can't find me because God is taking me places. The Lord has need of me. Glory to God. The Lord has need of me. The Lord has need of me. The Lord has need
of me.
And we bless you for it.
Bless you.
In the name of Jesus. Now, God, I just pray that you will seal this word in the hearts of the people.
Yes.
Everybody under the sound of my voice that have heard you speak today, God, I pray that you will encourage them, inspire them. I pray that you will keep them and protect them from the hand of the evil one.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray your blessing will always be upon them. And I pray that starting right here, right now, God, that you will begin to use them in ways that you never have before. That through each one of us, you may be able to show this world that you, Lord Jesus, are the Savior, that you are Messiah, that you are the Son of God. We give you the praise now. We give you the thanks for it. In Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.